Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Don Fondo. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 53. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Peter said, Lord, are you telling this parable for us or for all? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that servant says to himself, My master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and in an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. And that servant who knew his master's will, but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. And from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more. I came to cast fire on the earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how great is my distress until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on in one house there will be five divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. When you hear Jesus, you hear the Word who shaped the heavens and the earth. Whatever comes from his mouth will always be important and true. In our reading, Jesus is looking ahead into the future, and what he's describing to his disciples doesn't sound very good. I came to cast fire on the earth, and he wishes it was done already. I have a baptism to be baptized with. That's a clear reference to his death. And then the warning about bringing not peace, but division. What could possibly be worth the pain he sees in the future? In Jesus' eyes, one thing is worth all the pain. That one thing is you. You are worth the painful baptism of death he knows he will undergo in the near future. You are worth the cross to him. You are also worth the cleansing fire of the gospel as it spreads across the earth, jumping from city to city, from nation to nation. That fire will destroy darkness and evil wherever it goes and will cause a great deal of pain. But it will leave a clean area behind it that is disinfected of evil, where new life can spring up and grow. You are worth the vision to Jesus. He is our Prince of Peace, yes, but he knows perfectly well that many people will refuse to receive him. Families will be divided over him. Parents and children will choose opposite sides. Marriages will break up, and some families will throw a new Christian out of the house. There will be pain. You are worth all this to Jesus. This is how much he loves you, that he chose to risk all of this and put himself and us through it so that you could be rescued and forgiven and made alive forevermore. Therefore, Jesus' invitation in this teaching to be ready and prepared for his coming makes so much sense in the life of every believer. We often get caught up in the daily grind and dedicate very little time to God, his ways, and his return. But what the Lord really wants is for us to be attentive to him, waiting for him with our minds, souls, and hearts fixed on him and his promises. Jesus wants you to believe him when he says he will return. As you know, God always fulfills what he promises in his time and according to his will. And when he tells us that we must be prepared for his return, it is because we truly need to be prepared, especially since no one knows the day nor the hour when this will happen. So you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. God keeps his promises. He promised us a Savior, and he came in the person of Jesus Christ to give his life for us on the cross. Jesus came and fulfilled every prophecy from his conception until the day of his resurrection. And this is the same Jesus who has promised to return for us, to give us life without end, forgiveness that never runs out, and the opportunity to live with him for all eternity. Through faith and by his grace, he makes us ready for his return. The Bible tells us of his love. The sacraments lead him near to us. And in the forgiveness he gives us, he himself prepares us to receive him and to be ready. We don't know when, but we do know that this will happen. And that with him, there will be no more crying, no more pain, but the eternal joy of being with him forever in heaven. The only one who is right about the last times is Jesus. And he says the best plan for that day is to be ready. Today, let us pray. Merciful Lord, cleanse and defend your church by the sacrifice of Christ. United with him in holy baptism, give us grace to receive him with thanksgiving, the fruits of his redeeming work, and daily follow in his way through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.